Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Atlanta Falcons 2022 draft prospect needs, and we are broadcasting live from here in Atlanta while we speak about these things with my host, Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, Jeremiah? Talking about the Falcons today, hometown team, what they can improve on. There's a lot. And how they can get a little bit better in 2022. Can't wait to talk about these boys and see how they can improve, because they need to, in 2022.
Absolutely. And every one of our viewers, both live and on our podcast, know that we are broadcasting live from here in Atlanta, Georgia. And so this team is near and dear to our hearts. We spend a lot of time around this team, around the players, around the fans. So this is one that we're going to get nice and in-depth on, and we'll tell you all the information you need. And Mr. Landers, like you're saying, they have needs across the board. So, you know, this is a team that's building up, a team that's, you know, going to have some huge deficits at first, but has a huge chance to reform the way they play and not just do things as they have in the past, which we've seen some ups and downs. We've seen some great, tremendous, you know, shining moments, but we haven't quite seen them come to the greatness that we would love to see. So with that in mind, what are the draft needs for the NFL draft for the Atlanta Falcons in 2022?
Yeah, all right, so second year under Coach Arthur Smith. I mean, last year they were all right, right? They were decent. And you lost a lot of pieces. You know, last year they got rid of Julio Jones. He went to Tennessee. That didn't really work out there. And then this past year they punch you right in the gut, right? A slap in the face, some might say, Jeremiah. You get rid of Matt Ryan, the franchise quarterback since 2008. So it's been quite a long time since there's been a new quarterback under helm for the Falcons. So that is going to be Marcus Mariota for maybe this year for sure. Maybe the next season or two. You never know. We'll see how it goes. But he will be under helm, like I was telling pregame, right? Former high overall pick, I believe number two out of Oregon back in the day. Played with Tennessee for a little bit. Went to the Raiders as a backup behind Derek Carr. And now he's going to be able to prove one more time, right? He's going to be able to see if we can get some of that old glory and see how he can do as a starter. I wish him the best. I really do. Because I am a fan of Mariota. But we'll see what he can do as a starter in the NFL for the Falcons. But what they can improve on is, like you mentioned, there's a lot, right? First, I think the offensive line and the defense. We'll start with the offensive line first. Matt Ryan was sacked 40 times last year. That's fifth most in the NFL. And, I mean, he's never had the greatest offensive line throughout his tenure. Maybe a couple of seasons you could look at, but the majority of those 14 years, Matt was scrambling for his life half the time. And, you know, they drafted some guys last year that didn't really work out and who haven't looked the sharpest for the O-line. And you got to hope that this year they got to hit big for protecting your quarterback. I get that you got Mariota, who's a little bit more of a scrambler, who can avoid some of those sacks that maybe Ryan couldn't. But still, that's a big key, is getting those guys up front, the big guys, the offensive linemen, offensive tackles, and centers looking good and helping out your team. Like I said, let's go over the defense, man. They lost some pieces. They lost Foyseed Olukon, who was their best tackler last year, Jeremiah. They're losing someone who had a combined 192 total tackles last year. most in the NFL. He's gone. He went over to Jacksonville. And, I mean, hey, great season for him. I mean, you like to see the big numbers, but also, I mean, that means he's getting through the defensive ends. He's getting through the guys up front, and he's getting those tackles. So, got to improve the defense. The secondary was, you know, beside A.J. Terrell for the most part, was not that good. They gave up a ton of points last year, and they really need to help out their secondary.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's B-L-E-A-V. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
And mostly just their entire defense. They had, I believe they were last in terms of getting sacks on the quarterback. They were not a threat at all to get sacks last year. So you definitely need someone. You can draft someone on the defensive end who's a pass rush heavy guy and who can get to the quarterback with some ferocity, hopefully, because that was a very key part in them not having much success, as they were not able to get to the quarterback or not get many hurries, not get many sacks or whatnot, and stop many running backs in the backfield. So definitely need to, you know, get that offensive or the defensive lineup, help out your secondary a little bit. I know A.J. Terrell's looking really good, but you need someone else to help him. I mean, he can't do everything, right? I get you got Terrell Island, but he needs some help. So help him out on defense. I mean, help him out on offense. You probably need to get some more receivers, too. Calvin Ridley's going to miss a couple of games due to his off-the-field issues. You got Kyle Pitts, who was great last year, right? High overall pick. First rounder last year. He did great. But, I mean, who else are you going to be throwing to? You know, I mean, you need some help on the offense with your receivers. You need to draft, or you need to do something in free agency, maybe, because, I mean, they haven't done a whole lot, honestly, to help your receiver room, because you have that one really good guy, but then you need some other pieces around him so he's not getting double teamed every time, and, you know, that's how you just have a very dull and bland offense. But, yeah, man, the Falcons need a whole lot. I would say overall, if I had to rank the places they need to improve the most, I would go defense first. Their defense has not been good in recent years, so definitely help out your secondary and your defensive line. Then I would go over and help out the offensive line. Those are some guys that need some help. Get someone in the offensive line to really help in there and protect the quarterback. And then third, I would go with the receiver class, the receiving room, and help out someone over there. I think they're fine at running back. You can get Cordarrelle Patterson, who they re-signed. He did good last year, one of their better players. So I think he's going to be another solid piece, someone he can kind of throw in, whether it's a punt returner, kick returner. He can kind of do it all. So I like they got him back, but they definitely need some help in a ton of areas, Jeremiah. I'm excited to see where they can go in the draft this year. And I think the Falcons, like I said, overall, they have the number 8 pick in the first round after going 7-10. And so, I mean, I think that if they can draft solid, which they'll need to, that I don't know if they can get back to that 7-10 record, maybe get somewhat close to it. But, I mean, honestly, I'm being real here. I don't see a great season coming up for the Falcons, man. They're in that rebuilding mode, and I get it. You know, you're trying to get Arthur Smith and everyone's trying to get their pieces together, but I think the fans are out of it. You know, you lost Julio last year, you lost Matt Ryan this year. Tickets are going to be cheap, so go ahead and look around for them if you want to get some tickets out there. They got a nice stadium, and it's going to be a rough year for the Falcons all in all, but hopefully with this upcoming draft in about a month in April, they can draft good because they need to. They need to have a standout, a really good draft, and they can maybe get better, hopefully, over the next couple of seasons. I just don't see it happening. I don't see a quick turnaround. But I think that if you draft good in 2022 throughout the entire draft, not just the first and second round, that will definitely speed up the process. So hopefully they do something good and, you know, go Falcons.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
You know, that is what we can hope. In the NFL, we don't normally like to think of there being as rebuilding years. In the college world, that's a very common thing when things move on, especially when coaching staffs change. I think we are truly in a real rebuilding year for this NFL team, which is fine because that gives them a great opportunity to do things differently, to try to find an advantage that they didn't have previously, to not just look for the highest paid players, but to like do some like inside baseball, like Moneyball type stuff and look for a team that they can build something on, like a legacy. Yeah. So I totally want to see that. I know just like you do here in Atlanta, Georgia, we're going to have a great time seeing the games. We're going to have a great time with the tailgates, a great time hanging out with the fandom. What we would love to see on top of that are some wins. So we definitely want to see that happen. Well, so as we see that come through and we think about where things will land, we definitely want to see the Atlanta Falcons build up the entire team. Like you were saying, there are places within all the different facets of the team that they could improve and they could grow in the draft. And there's also some opportunities, you know, in this next season to continue to look for great coaching staff to bring in, depending on who is you get in the draft, because you might need some specialty coaches or a specialty group of people together to make this next thing work for the next few years. So we want to see that. We want to see the Falcons improve. I would love to see them improve at least during this year so that next year we can really start thinking about seeing them really get in contention with the higher level teams again. So no matter what happens, we will be rocking with the Falcons at Mercedes-Benz. We will be having a great time celebrating and talking about that team throughout the year. So if you're watching us live, thank you so much, especially our Atlanta Falcons fans, our Atlanta fans living here in Atlanta, and everybody worldwide that tunes into our show every single week. We love bringing you the best in sports, which is why, of course, we have to cover our Atlanta Falcons. So if you're watching us again, thank you so much. And if you're listening to our podcast, thank you again. We love our podcast listeners. We have so many of you joining us. We have tens of thousands of downloads coming in with our podcast. We have over 700 episodes of our podcast that you can stream on your mobile device anytime that you want to through your Spotify app, through your Apple Music app, through your Google Play app, through Amazon, and through any other way that you love listening to podcasts, including through iHeartRadio, Stitcher. I believe you can even go to Pandora to listen to podcasts now. So everywhere that you love to listen to podcasts, we are here for you. Just look for 100 Yards of Football, our 50-yard line goal here right there that's brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network every single week. And thank you to Mr. Logan Landers for breaking down the Atlanta Falcons draft prospects and their draft needs for 2022. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back this evening with another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.